So one of the things I wanted to touch or cover today is how does this issue arise in a business setting? And I'm from Houston, so the energy business, which I'm sure many of you touch in lots of different ways, the way this issue often arises is you'll have two E&P companies that are pooling resources, they're sharing expertise, they're looking at a potential project. This also happens outside of the energy space, obviously. But they enter into these informal relationships so they can explore this project. Do we have a business opportunity here? Is it going to be worthwhile? Is it going to make money? And they probably have some preliminary agreements that they enter into. Down the road, after they've documented this, and they might document it with a binding agreement like a JOA or an AMI, or it might be a non-binding agreement like a letter of intent or a term sheet, something like that. Either way, at some point, one party decides this deal isn't really going anywhere. They turn, they pursue another project. And at that point, the person that they were originally considering a project with gets jealous and says, wait a minute, we were together on this deal. Now you've gone over here and done this other deal with somebody else. I was supposed to be part of that. And suddenly the allegations come out and the facts then bear it out. We had a partnership. We were in a joint venture. There was some relationships there. So it's a very common scenario, and it's how you get into litigation. So this is the common misunderstanding that happens. One views it as a series of arm's-length transactions that they have with somebody, and the other says, no, there's something more here, and then you lead into litigation. I'm going to try to skip through some of these things. The general argument is a breach of fiduciary duty argument, and how do they get there? And when I say breach of fiduciary duty in light of the audience, let me be clear. I'm talking about a duty of loyalty breach. That's really where we're going.